نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة Respected brothers and elders, ulama kiram and students, before the advent of Islam and for the nabuwa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the jinnat used to go up into the heavens and they used to eavesdrop and listen to the conversations of the malaika. And then they used to come and present this information, the shayateen, to the fortune tellers, the soothsayers. And these people, the soothsayers, the fortune tellers, they used to mix it up with many lies and present it as a deception to the public. But when the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Nabuwa, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused those pathways to be sealed. And this also barred these jinnat from going towards the heavens and eavesdropping. So the pathway now was sealed and it was blocked. So at that moment, the shayateen, they thought to themselves and they made mashwara that perhaps there is some great event that transpired on the surface of the earth. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the pathway to be blocked and sealed. So they made mashwara and they said, let us spread out throughout the earth and see Rome and see what is happening. Perhaps we'll come to know what was the event that had taken place. So it so happened, these jinnat, they went to a place called Nakhla. And coincidentally, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, were traveling towards Ukas. And they stopped at Nakhla to perform salam. So this group of jinnat came and they heard the recitation of the Quran the Kareem of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't know that they were there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't know that they were present over there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never saw them as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed ayat of the Quran the Kareem, قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّ مُسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا يَهْدِي إِلَى الرُّشْدِ فَآمَنَّا بِهِ وَلَن نُشْرِكَ بِرَبِّنَا أَحَدًا. Did that these jinnat were so affected with the recitation of the Quran the Kareem, it had a so profound effect on their hearts that they accepted Islam. And thereafter they went back, reformed, and became dais, inviting other jinnat to become Muslims. So thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these ayats were revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited these verses to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, informing them that this group of jinnat came and they listened to the remarkable, beautiful recitation of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they said, Aman Nabi, and we brought iman in Allah and in the finality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was that advent, this is what had transpired. And then the jinnat came to know that this was the cause of the heavens being sealed. And their pathway being sealed and they were being barred of going to eavesdrop. So just like the heavens, the pathway towards the heavens was closed, likewise the pathway in on this earth, the all pathways leading towards Jannah were sealed except one pathway, and the pathway of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The road and pathway through which what we understand is Islam. So there is no other deen, inna deena inda Allah Islam. The only religion or the only way of life is the deen of Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse mentioned, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغْهِرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَا يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Whoever goes and searches for a deen or way of life besides Islam, it will be totally rejected. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this beautiful deen, this perfect deen, this complete deen, the deen of Islam. And every other millat, whether it is the Judaism, Christianity has been abrogated, has been cancelled. And it is only the deen of Islam, when a person accepts the true deen of Islam, udkhulu fi silmi kafa. Allah ta'ala tells us in the Quran the Kareem that enter into Islam completely. And this deen is very, very beautiful. It is complete. And unfortunately today people want to trim this deen, want to practice a watershed, a watered out deen, a deen which is contaminated, which is diluted, Whereas the deen of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most perfect deen, is the most beautiful deen, and is the most complete way of life. So an example can be given where there was a beautiful eagle. An eagle, when it soars in the air, in the atmosphere, in its full glory, is very, very beautiful. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the eagle as such that it has its hooks, talons, and overgrown wings. It has a beak which is curved. So on one occasion now, that very eagle which was sitting on the top of the mountains with the crags, nesting with the crags, it decided now to come at the foot of the mountain, at the village, to see what is happening. So when it came down, an elderly lady saw this bird, and she put a sack over it, and she managed to capture this bird in that sack. And she takes it home, and then she looks at this bird, and she sighs and says, look how dirty nails you've got, how long it is. Look at the talons, how crook, how unkempt it is. Look at your overgrown wings. Look at your beak, how it is curved and crooked. So now what she does, she decides now to cut the talons, trim the beak, and to cut the overgrown wings. And now this caused that eagle now to come or to become to be fixed on the earth, because that what was natural, that what was the beauty of the eagle now has been trimmed, has been cut off, has been removed. So now it can't soar in the air. So unfortunately today, in the similar vein, we want to trim Islam, we want to cut down Islam, or water down Islam, contaminated Islam, diluted Islam. What is left of that Islam? Sahaba radiallahu anhu, respected brothers, they sacrificed their lives to preserve this deen. Today, unfortunately, we want to sacrifice Islam so that we can enjoy our lives. We can enjoy the attraction and distractions of this world. Whereas Islam should be at the forefront. We should be proud of our Islam. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, when he went to give the khutbah, and he told Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu, when Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu suggested that Umar radiallahu anhu change his clothing, because now they're going to get the keys of Baitul Maqdis. At that time, he reprimanded him. He said, if only someone else had said these words. And then he told us, Abu Ubaidah, that we were people who were despicable. We are people who are downtrodden. We are people who are disgraced, humiliated, and looked down upon, a base nation. But Allah has given us, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us izzat and honor to the beauty of Islam. So a person in this time and age, a person should be proud of Islam. And he should not go with the tide, even if the whole tide is going against us, with all the different isms that is coming about, whether it is liberalism, whether it is modernism, whether it is atheism, whether it is scientism, and all this liberalism, all these things, attractions, distractions are there to destroy us, to destroy the Muslims, to destroy Islam. We should be proud of our Islam, uphold the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, that in Surah Zumar, فَعْبُدِ اللَّهِ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينِ أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ. That worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that deen which is pure for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and only to Allah belongs that pure deen. خالص. خالص means a pure and complete deen. So one translation, we all know خالص or خلوص, we know as sincere. We all translate it as something, a person has ikhlas, must have ikhlas, that he must have sincerity. So that is one meaning. But if you have to look at the root words of ikhlas or khalas, kha, lam, and sad, it means they have certain connotations to it. For example, khalaq, khalasar, khalaq, 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 khalasas, shay. Like khalasal ma'u anin talawus. That water became pure from contamination. So in the same sense that our deen is pure, our deen is perfect, it should not be contaminated, it should not be diluted, it should not be mixed with the things of this world. Our deen is pure, and a person should practice upon the true deen. Then another meaning is khalasa in najah wa aslama, that a person gains salvation, a person becomes safe and is granted security, is granted refuge. In a similar vein, when a person practices upon the whole of deen, this is our refuge. This is our salvation. In this lies our security. In this lies our salvation. In this lies our safety. When a person, when he enters into deen Islam completely, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect that person. Allah will protect the deen of Islam. So this is khalasa shay. Then the another meaning is khalasa rajulu anil qawm. That another meaning of khalas is to step aside, to differentiate, and to become distinct, to leave certain people. So in the sense that Islam, we need to stand out. We need to seek other things, other religions, other ways of life, abandon all other ways of life. And we have to stand out. We need to be unique. We need to be distinct from other people, from other nations, from other cultures. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this beautiful deen of Islam. Another meaning of akhlasa Allahu shay'an, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected, ay ikhtarahu, for example, khalitan min ad-danas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the deen of Islam, which is pure. That is why Yahya bin Mu'az rahmatullahi says, that al-Islamu naqiyun, that Islam is a pure religion. فَلَا تُدَنِّفْهُ بِالْآثَامِ, that do not defile it. Do not spoil the deen of Islam because of your gunas. So, like Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, Allah mentioned, إِنَّا أَخْلَصْنَاهُمْ بِخَالِصَةٍ ذِكْرَ الدَّارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen them for a remembrance of the year after. So, in the same vein, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected for me and you the deen of Islam. We should be happy, we should be proud that we are Muslims. We shouldn't be taken aback what is happening at presently, what is going and what's going to happen in the future, even worse things, all the fitnas that are going to take place. Are we going to just throw the towel in and give up? No, a person will never should never surrender. He should be proud of his deen, act on his deen, and he should not worry about the things. Islam, zamana hum se hai, hum zamana se nahi hai. That we will affect the environment. The environment will not affect us, inshallah. So in this lies our protection, inshallah. In this lies our honor. In this lies our safeguard. That a person will protect, continue to practice upon the teachings of Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So understand, inna deen inda Allah Islam. That the only way of life is that the way of Islam. And in this lies our security. Allah grant us the tawfiq of being true Muslims in the true sense of the word and upholding the laws of Sharia and do not become deceived and deluded by scholars, unfortunately, that are coming to our shores and they are showing us a deen which is diluted, showing us a deen where intermingling of sexes is okay, interfaith is okay, the Abrahamic accord is okay, closing the masajid okay during the COVID, and all funny things they will bring. So a person should be on his guard and follow the ulama-i haq, follow those who are on deen. And in this way, inshallah, we'll be safeguarded. We'll be protected, inshallah, from all these fitnas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, inshallah.